Hey, Mama. Welcome to the Raw Mom Life podcast, where we talk about the rawness of motherhood and marriage, from mental health to habits and everything in between, all with vulnerable talk to allow you the space to know you're not the only one. My name is Amber Wilfert, mama to three girls, just doing my best every day, even if my best looks different every day. Get ready to laugh and sometimes cry, but always with a good cup of coffee. Let's go. Hey, Mama, welcome back to another episode of the Raw Mom Life podcast. Recently, I was talking to somebody about like what it's like to be a parent to babies and or toddlers, and how do you really take care of your marriage in that phase of life? It is not easy, right? Like, you're sleep deprived, and those kids at that age, they are so dependent on you that you're constantly being touched. There's constant noise. It's constant. And so it's easy to get overstimulated and overwhelmed, and you're, like I said, sleep deprived. And so how do you really focus on your marriage so that when those kids get older, you still like each other? I am currently 13 plus years into our marriage. This fall will be 14. And I still really like my husband. And it's because we put in a lot of work when they were little. We had kids just a year and a half. Yeah, after we got married. And so we didn't have a lot of time to just kind of be us. And we wanted it that way, which was a blessing. But we had to put in a lot of work to stay connected. And it wasn't perfect. It by far wasn't perfect. And where we're at right now, just kind of looking back on what went well for us and maybe things we could change. And I just want to give a few tips to those parents who are in that phase of life, who are maybe new parents, or you have a toddler and a baby at home, or just a toddler or an infant. Like, if you are in that phase of life, this is for you today. And if you're not in that phase, feel free to listen, because there's still some good marriage tips in here. And if you know somebody in this phase of life, please share this episode with them. So I actually also talked to my husband about this too, because I kind of wanted to get his perspective of what do you think it takes for a marriage to thrive when you're in that phase of littles. And the first thing he said was to date your spouse. Always date your spouse. And that looks different in every phase of life. Like, we're able to get out of the house right now and date each other, but we still date each other at home. Like, we still make sure we have intentional time after the kids go to bed where we sit and we hang out. We play pinball. We have fires. We play cribbage. We don't sit in front of the TV. You hear me talk about this all the time, because you need time to connect with your spouse, and you can't do that so well in front of the TV. There's just no communication, right? So date your spouse. How can you do that when your kids are little? Things that we always did was one of us would put the kids to bed, and the other one would cook a meal, and we'd have a late dinner. Typically, it was me putting the kids to bed because I was probably nursing a baby, and he would maybe help with, you know, the older one, because our big girls are 17 and a half months apart. And so, again, it looks different in every phase, but having a late dinner at home, just him and I, make it romantic. Light a candle, turn on some mood music, turn down the lighting. We didn't always do that, but sometimes it was just fun to spice it up a little bit. Other things you can do at home, again, not sitting in front of the TV. What are some common things that you like? Like, we were talking one day about how I probably wouldn't have picked up playing pinball if that wasn't a passion of his. And so, like, what is a passion of your husband's that you can kind of pick up on? Does he like to play music? Is he a musician? Can you just have him, like, play on the piano or on his guitar or whatever, and you just sing along? Doesn't matter how good you are, but that connection of what his passions are. And, you know, vice versa. What are some things that you really like to do that he could kind of connect with you on? Do you really like to bake or cook? Maybe one night you have a freezer meal party. Like, we haven't done this in a long time. We really could do it again. We need to, actually. I love having freezer meals in the freezer. But deciding on a couple meals ahead of time. And then we would spend like an hour and a half in the kitchen cooking together and like flirting and, you know, slap each other's butts and kiss in between stirring things. Like just making freezer meals together can be a fun at-home date night. I have a whole episode about how to date your spouse at home for like cheap and whatever, and family nights too if your kids are older. But dating your spouse is just so important to stay connected. And so listen to that episode if you need more ideas on how to date at home. But also, you know, you can date swap with people. So if you can't necessarily afford a babysitter and to go out to dinner, do you have somebody that you could date swap with? Like, we'll watch your kids from, you know, 4 to 6 this day so you guys can go out to dinner. And then you'll watch our kids from 4 to 6 that day so we can go out to dinner. It's nice to be able to do that with each other. You can save the money as well as just help out a friend. Or do you have family close? Do you have people in your tribe that would help you out if you're really in need of a date night, right? Don't be afraid to ask for help. So dating your spouse, I think, is just so important for staying connected. With that, sex is really important, and it is not always a top priority when you are sleep deprived because you just can't. You just can't. You're so emotionally drained. You're so physically drained that it is hard. But I will tell you, as somebody who did not prioritize that as much as I could have and probably should have, it made things a lot harder sometimes. But when I started prioritizing sex in our marriage, it's like that connection is just, no matter where you're at, when you have that sexual connection, it brings you together. Like, it just is a magical thing within a marriage. And so find what works for you. There were times when the kids were little where it was like, my husband worked not so far away from home. And so like he would come home for lunch and sometimes he'd take a longer lunch break and we would have fun then because the kids would be napping or whatever. And I did not have the energy at night. I still am not a night owl. And so just like figuring out what works for you two, talk about it. We also didn't early on in our marriage really talk about sex and kind of what works for us and what things that we like and whatever. But we laugh about it because I think almost every time we have sex now, we talk about it after. Like, it is incredible what kind of communication and closeness that can bring when you talk about sex and why aren't we having sex? Is there something else going on? And keeping that line of communication open about it. With that, communicating to your spouse about your love language. Like, if you want him to do the laundry because you're just exhausted, ask him. If he wants you to mow the lawn, he's got to ask you. Like, having that communication open, like, is his love language acts of service? Is your love language physical touch? Knowing those things can be really helpful, because if he's trying to love you in the way that he wants to have sex with you, but your love language today is words of affirmation, you need to know that your mom bod still looks good to him and that he still wants you, but he needs to verbally say that. It's okay to let him know that. It is okay to say, you know, I love having sex, but I also need to hear that I'm sexy. There is a difference, right, in having sex and feeling sexy or being told that you're sexy. Like, there's so much that goes on in a woman's body post babies that it's just different. And we have to wrap our brains around the beauty of our bodies in a new way. But when we have a spouse who can communicate to that to us, if that's what we need, like, just let him know. Just let him know. And honestly, I think if you focus on those three things, the communication, sex, and dating your spouse, it will push you through that phase of chaos. Of just like, every phase is chaotic, but like that phase, that baby phase, that toddler phase, like, it's a different chaotic than when they're a little bit older and you have a different life, right? Like, you have a different lifestyle with your kiddos. But if you focus on those three things, it will make a huge difference in your marriage. It will bring joy to your marriage. It will bring excitement. It'll bring that those butterflies to your stomach when he comes into the room. I'm telling you, if we could go back and do those things better, I would. But we have lived and learned. And so here's my lesson of how you can learn early on just some of those things, just putting in those little extra efforts. Little things add up in a marriage, okay? So communicate, focus on sex, make sex a priority, and make dating your spouse a priority. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Raw Mom Life Podcast. If you love anything you heard today, share it with some family or a friend who might resonate with it as well. I love to hang out on Instagram, so come find me over there for some more laughs and maybe a few tears as well, but always a good cup of coffee. Mama, I appreciate you, and never forget, you are never alone.